Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechet Peah. We're in the first parak, Mishnayos Dalet. And hey, the Mishnah has already identified that there is a certain principle concerning Peah. Klal Amru BePeah. There are certain rules that exist in regard to the rules of Peah. And what are they? First of all, kol shuochel. The first thing is that the food that we're talking about has to be fit for human consumption in order to be considered peah, as opposed to something that's only theoretically edible, like svichei asatis, says the Bar Tanura, like an aftergrowth, which people only eat in an emergency situation. So rule one is it has to be ochel. Second thing is it has to be nishmar. It has to be something that people care for and protect. But something that's in that is considered hefker can't be chayim in the rules of peah. Figi du lav ben aretz, and it has to be something that grows from the ground, as opposed to mushrooms, which don't fall into that category. Ulekitaso keachas, and it has to be something that gets harvested in one swoop, as opposed to figs. You harvest each and every fig independently. Umachniso lekiyum, and it has to be something that brings in people bring in for storage purposes. Right? And in such a situation, as opposed to certain vegetables which are quite perishable, only things that are storageable, get harvested at once, grow from the ground, are considered food that and are also protected, those are the things that are chayav bepeah. Batvua vakitnes bechalasa, tvua, grains, and wheat, barley, oat, rye, and spelt, and kidneys and beans are all included in this rule of peah ube ilan. And as far as trees are concerned, haog hacharuven haagozim ashkedim agafanim harimonim vazesim vatamarim, when we talk about sumac, carob, walnut, almond, grapes, pomegranates, olives, and dates, which also happen to be harvested by cluster, so those things are chayavin bepeah. Those rules also are included in the rules of peah. Those are the rules and the opportunities that come together and make up that which we will continue our discussion with in this Masechta, namely things that are going to be considered chayav in peah. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.